Yes, you earlier talked about radio and how actually USAID is really helping people in regard to that. So I also do understand that USAID has provided thousands of solar-powered radios to children for distance learning while schools are closed. So can you tell us more about this effort, please?
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned, despite the closure of schools in March of 2020, USAID and other development partners, working closely with the Ministry of General Education and Instruction, explored various options to help children continue their learning in a safe environment. The Ministry of General Education and Instruction introduced an impressive distance learning program through using solar-powered radios, which was well-received by parents and students, who expressed that they were very happy for the opportunity to continue learning despite the school closures. To support this response, USAID procured and distributed 32,000 radios across South Sudan, reaching an estimated 160,000 students. These radios allowed students to continue their education through the distance learning radio program. Radios are, as we know, are a powerful tool for bridging the digital divide. And with these radios, school children who have not been able to resume their in-person studies due to COVID-19 school closures are now able to go and follow the lessons broadcasted by the South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation and Radio Mariah. While we've seen some success, this effort has not been without challenges. Of course, teacher presence and the teacher helpline have had mixed results. Many students also still do not have access to radios, and some of the programs have had scheduling challenges. But USAID, together with our partners, are working to improve the learning environment by continuing to provide access to quality teaching and learning. Nevertheless, this is a powerful example of what can be done and accomplished when a government ministry takes on a challenge and designs an effective program to meet young people's needs.
Right. Acting Ambassador, since we are talking about the International Day of Education, we would want you to share with us, tell us what are some of the challenges facing USAID South Sudan education?
Yes, well, as we know, I mean, there are several. Conflict and climate-driven disasters in South Sudan directly impact an already challenged ministry, making it difficult to effectively provide basic education services to all. The shortage of adequately trained teachers also contributes to poor learning for children. For example, at the primary school level, only 37% of teachers have professional qualifications, and the majority of teachers are male, with only just over 12% female teachers. And when there are fewer female teachers, it can adversely affect girls' enrollment in schools, as female teachers are important, can serve as important role models for girls. We also face large and overcrowded classrooms. An average of 80 students per class makes it very difficult for effective instruction and classroom management. The ideal ratio for South Sudan is 50 students per teacher. And finally, you know, children and youth are likely to feel various levels of trauma due to conflict, natural disaster, which has been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Not only do these issues disrupt the physical access to education, but the isolation from peers and the inability to participate in after-school activities presented by the COVID-19 pandemic have intensified emotional and psychosocial strains.
Right. So can you also tell us what is the USAID plan for education in the next few years to come, Acting Ambassador?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, over the next few years, our next generation of support is going to focus on emergency needs of IDPs and host communities, building learning spaces, training teachers, providing learning materials, and supporting parent-teacher associations, PTAs, that increase quality teaching and learning. This includes teaching children and youth soft skills, providing psychosocial support for children and youth. The hope is that young people will grow up to become more economically productive and resilient citizens. In the post-COVID-19 world, teachers are also seeking help with navigating this new virtual environment. There is a need to continue to support distance learning pedagogy for educators. Over time, we expect to see an increased demand for accelerated education and alternative learning pathways. Once the pandemic subsides, there will also be increased demand for overage learners to return to school, including a large number of out-of-school youth. So some youth cohorts, especially females, among other marginalized youth, may be less likely to return to school. And there's a need for government and donor partners to seek innovative and community-based solutions to attract youth back into the system to complete their education. And finally, USAID, we plan to support complementary youth programming that increase young people's engagement in the sports and arts, provide leadership training and opportunities for young people, and strengthen targeted skills development through mentoring and coaching.
Right. And before we wind up, tell us what is your last word and message to the people of South Sudan, especially on this day, the International the Day of Education Ambassador, Acting Ambassador, rather.
Well, thank you so much again. And I want to just appreciate all of you out there, especially the children and youth, parents and teachers who have listened to us on this as we recognize the International Day of Education. I also want to thank all of our partners in the education sector, including the Ministry of General Education Instruction, for its support and close collaboration with USAID over the years. For a young country like South Sudan, where literacy and numeracy levels are low, it's very important for the government and non-state actors to invest in education and to provide a conducive environment for children to learn and remain in school. It is with an educated citizenry that South Sudan can realize its full development potential. We look forward to continuing our work together in expanding access and quality education services for girls, boys, and youth in South Sudan.